After weeks of violent attacks by Russia on Ukrainian civilians, U.S. President Joe Biden, for the first time, called Russia's Vladimir Putin a label that until now the White House has been hesitant to use.
I think he is a war criminal.
The president initially avoided the term given its legal implications, and an official review of Putin's actions by the State Department is still incomplete. Biden's remarks followed a morning of high drama, beginning with an emotional video shared with the U.S. Congress by Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. It featured images designed to evoke a response of what Ukraine looked like just weeks ago before it was attacked by Russia. It was part of the Ukrainian president's virtual plea to U.S. lawmakers to do more to help his country resist Russia's military invasion.
Remember Pearl Harbor, that terrible morning of December the 7th, 1941. Remember September the 11th.
Reviving memories of when the United States was also under attack, Zelensky again pressed Congress for a no-fly zone over his country.
To create a no-fly zone, to save people. Is this too much to ask? Aircraft that can help Ukraine, help Europe.
And Zelensky went further, appealing to President Joe Biden directly, even though Biden has already rejected previous requests.
As the leader of my nation, I am addressing the President Biden. You are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
But Biden believes a no-fly zone could lead to a direct confrontation with Russia and a possible nuclear war. He again resisted Zelensky's pleas, instead announcing $800 million in additional security assistance for Ukraine, anti-aircraft and anti-armor systems, small arms and drones, more of what the U.S. has already been providing.
The United States and our allies and partners are fully committed to surging weapons of assistance to the Ukrainians. And more will be coming as we source additional stocks of equipment that we're ready to transfer.
But the new aid package stops short of the MiG fighter jets and the no-fly zone Zelensky wants, putting the White House and some congressional leaders in conflict.
While I oppose a NATO no-fly zone, I support enthusiastically the sending of MiG aircraft from Poland to the Ukrainian Air Force so they can be more competitive in the skies.
Well, President Biden has rejected the idea of a no-fly zone for now. It is still under consideration and will undoubtedly be a topic of discussion when the U.S. president heads to Brussels next week for a special meeting of NATO leaders. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.